com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll continue here with your phone calls. And if we get a chance, we've kind of broken away from the original topic du jour for the evening, and that was the Doomsday Prophecies. You've got the top 10 Doomsday Prophecies for us, Daryl.
We've got five.
Right, we've been through half of them. So we'll get through as many more as we can here tonight. 855-450-FREE. But, of course, your calls come first. We'll go back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Mark. He's calling from Mississippi. And, Mark, I appreciate you hanging through the news break there. I wanted to continue to delve into what you brought up tonight. You brought up that there's apparently a group called Mississippi for Liberty. You were saying that you guys are getting active. You're doing more than just posting on Facebook, and that you're doing things in real life. You said you're targeting Republican candidates who break their promises and outing them. And I just, Daryl, you got kind of a vibe off of this, off of the wording that was being used.
Yeah, it makes it sound like you guys are basically Republicans like small government when Republicans aren't in power.
No,
that's generally
just
how most Republicans are.
Go ahead.
It can be any political party. We don't endorse, a candidate, but basically it's not just Republicans. I was just using that as an example.
So do you guys support the Libertarians or the Reform Party candidates that do run down in Mississippi?
Just whoever, is for, just improving our rights and just, keeping liberty alive. And basically, we take roll call votes. We try to get their voting patterns and to see, if they're hypocritical or not. And if they are, we just...
So if they admit that they want big government and then vote for big government, you don't do anything about that because that's not hypocrisy?
Well, that is hypocrisy, but it's harder to argue against it and get people riled up to vote against them because they already know that, that they like big government because they said it. We're going against candidates that are weak. We're not blindly going to, people that are winning 70% of the vote in the last election. We're going to candidates that, basically, you can get it down to the numbers game. You have a percentage of voters that would just vote, because it's Team B, Team R. But basically, you can get it down to about 4% independent or just, sway voters. And we can obtain a list of these voters and then just, advertise towards them to, knock this person off the seat.
Let me see if I've got this straight. So you're targeting incumbent politicians who were elected on certain campaign promises
by small percentages of the vote,
who have broken those campaign promises. You are targeting them. You are targeting them with campaigns outing them for breaking their promises. And is the purpose to just replace them with anyone but them, or are you running specific candidates against these people?
Well, basically, we know that, just same with the whole Ron Paul, we're not trying to necessarily win elections, but basically we're trying to, whether you're Democrat or Republican, of course we love candidates that would be, for gun rights, for blah, 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 everything liberty. But, if they're just for one thing, liberty, we're going to, if they're hypocrites and not for it, then we're going to attack them. But also we have this thing called a champion, like a congressman. And this is one who is, you know, always been for liberty. And what also we do, we give him legislation, bills that we write or have already been written that we're trying to get back.
Now, who is this? You're saying there's a congressman for liberty in Mississippi?
Local, like the state, not,
yeah,
not the U.S.
Who is that?
We have, well, we do have three running, but the one, his name is...
three running, but has any been elected?
One's already in, but the one that is elected, like I said, I'm just a member. I'm not the main guy.
Okay,
like,
that's fine. So you're not really sure who the person is that is supposedly the liberty-supporting congressman. I would expect that, that his name would be a little bit more of a household name amongst the liberty community there in Mississippi if he actually did have principles. So here's my concern with what it is I'm hearing you say, and, you know, correct me if I've got it wrong. You're running attack campaigns against candidates that have won and have broken their campaign promises, which, of course, is probably every politician in the state. You're running campaigns against certain ones that you believe you have a chance of displacing. However, you're not necessarily running candidates in order to compete with those individuals. You're just simply trying to make it so they lose. So therefore, whoever their competitor is, whether they're liberty-oriented or not, would have a greater chance of defeating that person. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, we're basically just trying to get legislation passed. And if they are hypocritical, then...
This is legislation that you and your friends...
We're not going to support, you know, just because they're against, you know, hypocritical. We're not going to support a hypocritical person completely. You know, of course, we do want to win.
But how are you going to get legislation passed? Who's writing the legislation? Is it you guys?
Yes, some. And then also, you know, just bills that were almost passed but didn't quite, and just reinstating those.
How long have you been at this, by the way, doing this kind of activism?
Well, it's... Basically, it was a Campaign for Liberty guy from Oklahoma, and he's been really doing it in Oklahoma for a while. And basically, in Mississippi, it's basically just this year, and this will be our first legislative season. And basically, the main guy is Jim Cunningham. Like I said, he's a third-year med student. So I could
Who Cunningham?
On. Jim Cunningham.
Jim Cunningham. But so this is a guy who's going around. He's kind of giving you advice on what to do in different different states.
That's the Oklahoma guy. I'm not sure his name, but Jim is.
Well, I have to say that you know, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that that you're successful in your campaign to get liberty-oriented legislation enacted and defeat anti-liberty candidates. However, I'm an eternal skeptic of all of these political solutions in other states. These things have been tried for a long time, and you know, if you're not actually running liberty-oriented candidates, how you can ever expect liberty-oriented legislation to be introduced or win, I don't really understand how that's going to work. But you know, I hope that you can show us in the long run that
one thing that Mississippi has going for them that New Hampshire doesn't. They have fair ballot access. The Libertarian Party is automatically on the ballot. The Reform Party
is
automatically on the ballot.
How's that been going? Have they been getting elected?
I believe at some of the town levels they have been.
So like for Dog Catcher or something like that? Soil and Water Conservation
Council.
Board?
Like,
really? Libertarians
I think,
elected to town council in Mississippi?
I think so.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I know that there are two Libertarians elected as town aldermen down in Louisiana.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Good luck with your group. Although I have to say that, you know, when we went and checked out your Facebook page, it was an immediate kind of shudder, I think, that went through the studio here. The first thing you see when you go to the Facebook page is a big picture of Ronald Reagan. What's up with that?
It's like, you know, you don't, just because somebody has one good thing, you don't say that you support everything. Just like Ron Paul said, we have to coalition, not compromise. You know, Dennis Kucinich is a Democrat. We probably don't agree with everything that he has to say, but, you know, ending the wars, you know, he is good on that. Ronald Reagan's good for free market.
I don't see any pictures of Dennis Kucinich here. And just, you know, seeing people like that makes you think certain things about a website. Ronald Reagan, of course, presided over one of the largest increases in the federal government in our history. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. He did say some nice things. But yeah. Actions are what matter. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit lumberliquidators.com and find your local store today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you to bring up anything you want. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. Listening options included. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, meaning different size bit rates of our streams for different internet connection speeds. You can go and get tuned into whichever one of those works best for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get a list of our over 100 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. In addition to that, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long. Plus, we're on Galaxy 19, which is a where you can find a bunch of free-to-air television and radio channels. We are one of those channels up there as well. You can get details on that at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen over your phone. listen.freetalklive.com. So, by the way, you want to get yourself a mortgage for 2.5%? Believe it or not, you can have one. 2.5% on a 15-year fixed mortgage. That is the actual rate, and it is not some kind of introductory sham rate that's going to change on you later. It's unlikely that you've ever even seen a rate this low, and the advantage to a 15-year fixed is that you'll be paying far less in interest. At 2.5%, if you refinance, you'll likely have the same payment, but pay far less in interest because you won't pay nearly as long. On a $150,000 house, your payment will be just under $1,000 a month. Go to MortgageMinuteGuide.com, fill out their three-question application, or give them a call. The number coming up in just a moment. They do loans in all 50 states, and their loan experts can answer all of your questions. Their number, Mortgage Minute Guy, 866-288-0088. Again, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. You know, our antenna goes up whenever we hear people talking about liberty and then mentioning the term Republican in this studio here. Daryl and I, we both experienced the same thing with the last gentleman who I believe has the best of intentions and may be a liberty guy. I mean, when we brought up the fact that on their Mississippi for Liberty Facebook page, the first thing you see is a picture of Ronald Reagan, he did have a good response. And that was, well, you know, Dennis Kucinich is good on, you know, things too. And
but they don't have pictures of Dennis Kucinich saying end of the wars.
No, there's Ronald Reagan. There's another one of Chuck Norris, who's also a neoconservative, from what I understand. And then as you scroll down this page for the Mississippi Ostensibly for Liberty page, there's a poll, because, you know, Facebook will allow you to ask poll questions. And I think this is kind of revealing. Poll question. The Mississippi legislature is considering the creation of a state lottery. Should Mississippi have a lottery? Well, first of all, I was surprised to find out they didn't have one. But it seems like always thought all the states would have one by now, because it's revenue for the state, which, of course, any small government person or liberty-oriented person would obviously oppose the creation of a state lottery. I mean, it's a monopoly on gaming. It's revenue for the state that they didn't have already. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to oppose this.
Yeah. Actually, Mississippi does have a few casinos, but they do not have a lottery.
Like Indian casinos?
Yes.
According to the vote totals here, it is approximately 10-1 favoring the lottery. So 315 people voted yes, 38 people voted no. When you look at the comments on the story, one person says, yes, save me from driving to New Orleans to buy tickets. They talk about how the proceeds will go to education. Hell yeah, need some kind of revenue coming in. So these do not sound like liberty-oriented people. Just my interpretation.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. And, you know, good luck with the whole trying to run candidates and change the system with a limited amount of people who don't even have really what seems like any level of principle.
He didn't even say that they're necessarily running candidates.
No, they're not even to that point yet.
Passing out literature opposing certain candidates who are in close races and were hypocritical.
Yeah.
So if the guy said from the get-go, I love big government, they're not necessarily opposing that guy.
Look, if you actually love liberty and you want to have a real impact, you got to go where the activists are, not where some people are that claim to love liberty but yet are actually just Republicans, which is, of course, as you pointed out during the break, exactly what Republicans do when they're out of power.
Yeah.
They adopt the mantle of the cloak of liberty. They'll pull all manner of icons that are typically seen as liberty-oriented. They'll spout off about freedom. And then, of course, they'll fool you into thinking that they actually care about freedom. They'll get elected. And then this group apparently will hold them to their promises and then maybe oppose them in the next election. So some other guy who claims to be for freedom will get elected instead. This has been the cycle for as long as I've been around and paying attention. The same old story, and people still keep falling for it.
And I would like to correct myself. Before, during the last segment, I said I thought that Mississippi had a few libertarians that were elected at either a city or a county level. According to the Libertarian Party website, there are no elected libertarians in Mississippi, despite the fact that the Libertarian Party is guaranteed ballot access.
Yeah. So as soon as you're tired of the same old cycle of being lied to by Republicans about freedom and continuing to, for whatever reason, support them, you could actually move to New Hampshire if you love freedom, if you understand what liberty really means, and that is the freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. Here in New Hampshire, we've had liberty, truly principled, liberty-oriented people being elected as both Republicans and Democrats. And I know, Daryl, you know, someday maybe we'll have the ballot access for the libertarians here in this state.
I'm just extremely disappointed that none of the so-called liberty-loving state reps will introduce ballot access reform.
I wonder why that is. Maybe there's some sort of pressure coming from internal party structures or something like that.
I know that one
Republican who I've heard is an anarchist refused to sign my petition to get the Libertarian Party on the ballot
because of internal pressure.
Right, because he would be somehow excommunicated or something like that.
Yes. I believe the at one time Speaker of the House signed a petition to get the Libertarians on the ballot, and the Republican Party threatened to basically expel him from the party.
We may see that
and
change.
Remove his speakership.
We may see that change because Free State Project participants are basically taking over the Republican Party here. I mean, they're not they haven't completed that yet, but there are a number of them who've been elected to internal party positions and are working to. I mean, you want to talk about these? There was these Ron Paul guys across the country this year that attempted to change the Republican Party from the inside, but there aren't enough of them. And they aren't, you know, they weren't effective at what they were trying to do because they didn't have the concentration. But we have that concentration here in New Hampshire. So if that's like the kind of activism you enjoy doing, you can actually have an impact here in New Hampshire. Anyway, freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Mike's in Illinois. He's on the line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I saw your tweet encouraging people to call in if they've ever been a member of a cult, so I thought I'd address that.
Excellent. Stand by. We will bring you back here in a moment. We have someone who is willing to share a cult-related experience. So supposedly. We'll get more of Mike here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. If you get on the line now, we'll probably get you in here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number tonight for you. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. Not only can you get his brand new book, Until Midnight Tonight for free, midnight Pacific time tonight,
yes,
for free, you can also read his newspaper in PDF format, as well as order other books, because you're a publisher. With
yeah, other books, and then I've got the Freedom Minute that runs on the Liberty Radio Network, as well as...
Podcast, right?
Yeah, that's a weekly podcast, and then there's Peace, Love, Liberty Radio that also airs on the Liberty Radio Network on
your your weekend show where people can call and have you be the host, the main host the program. And you do bring in guests on that program as well. So who's on with you tonight or this week?
This Sunday is Gigi Bowman from Liberty Candidates.
Okay, I heard she might be a Free State Project participant. I don't know if that's
I know she's been to the last couple of Pork Fests. I can definitely ask.
Very good. We'll continue here with your thoughts, your calls, Mike. Listening in Illinois, you mentioned that you've had some cult related experience, Mike, and you are the only person to call about that tonight. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Well. Obviously, I'll tell what the cult was, but I guess I should first say, you know, what I identify as a cult, it may alienate and offend some of your other listeners, so I do apologize in advance for that, because some people may not agree that it's a cult, but I'm pretty certain it's a cult, so.
Go for it.
I'll just make it real simple. I was involved, heavily involved, for over a decade in evangelical fundamentalist Christianity. I mean, it wasn't, you know... It wasn't Jim Jones. I mean, they didn't threaten to kill me if I left, but the mind control, the guilt trips, I mean, you're constantly, you know, today was supposed to be the end of the world according to the Mayans. I mean, there you're always, you're made to be afraid coming back, because you're told Jesus is coming soon, get ready, and any news out of the Middle East means he's coming back soon, and it's just, it's mind control, it's propaganda. I mean, I'm not bashing Christianity in general, Christianity per se, but the specific kind of Christianity in which I was involved, I'm convinced that it was a cult. And
so were you involved with, like, a John Hagee type church?
My last church I was involved in taught, you know, almost the same exact doctrine that Hagee teaches, you know, the left behind view of the end times, you know, the Bible is literally the word of God, you know, there's not one error in the Bible. Yeah, I mean, very heavily invested in Israel. So yeah,
evangelical, you know, and the end times are coming, there's a sense of urgency, right? Like, you've got to convert people as soon as possible.
Definitely.
You know, even if it's to the detriment of your personal relationships and your family decides to ostracize you.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm still apologizing to my friends and immediate family for just the jerk I made of myself. Because you're told that you need to proclaim the good news, you know, shouted aloud from the rooftops, I kicked myself. I mean, it's my fault. I was stupid enough to fall for it, but that's the way it goes.
What was it, and you said it was for about a decade, so what was it that changed for you that allowed you to have the perspective you now have?
Yeah, well, you know, to put it in the most simple terms, I would say new information and new experiences. I mean, new information that I read what the critical scholarship of the Bible, I studied how the historical origins of Christianity and how we got the Bible. And the more I learned, I realized that, you know, the Christianity, like all religions, and this is my opinion, it's the creation of man. It's not a divine product. And the Bible is very human book. A guy who really opened my eyes is a guy named Bart Ehrman, who's a professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. His books really opened my eyes about the Bible. And then I looked at the state of the world, and it just became harder and harder to believe in a God who is controlling everything that goes on down here. It just became increasingly harder to believe that kind of a higher power. So, I just came to the point where I realized the evidence wasn't there.
What happened when you left the cult? Exact denomination was it again?
I would say it's non-denominational. The name of the last church I was involved is Harvest Bible Chapel. I mean, it's pretty much Baptist. I mean, very similar to Baptist. But as far as what happened, I lost a lot of friends.
Friends from the church?
Friends from the church. I mean, I was basically shunned. I mean, it's funny because...
Right, because you'd already lost your other friends being in the church. And
it's funny because these same people, they criticize groups like the Jehovah's Witnesses because the Jehovah's Witnesses are known to shun people who leave the Watchtower Society behind. But these people were doing the same thing the Jehovah's Witnesses were doing. I mean, they're doing the same exact thing. So I think it was pretty hypocritical. But it's that in-group mentality. And once someone leaves the group, you know, once someone commits apostasy, they're worthless. They're dirt. That's their mentality, at least.
So you would no longer consider yourself a Christian? What's your current belief system?
Yeah, I'm not a Christian in any sense of the word. I would call myself a skeptic and a naturalist. I don't rule out the possibility that some kind of higher power exists, but if I'm pretty much an atheist when it comes to the various gods of the world religions. You know,
interesting.
I don't believe in the Trinitarian God or Allah or anything like that.
Mike, thanks for sharing your experience. Anything else you want to add?
No, I've listened to your show a few times. I'm gonna start listening to it more because, you know, I believe in what you guys promote, you know, liberty and...
Excellent, sir. Everything. Glad you're out there. Thanks for making that call tonight. It was what I was looking for earlier, and I'm glad that you called. Thank you. 855-453. Aaron is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's kind of ironic. You was talking about cult and everything. I grew up here in Indy. Matter of fact, I'm just a few blocks away from the original church that Jim Jones pastored.
Oh, wow.
Here in Texas, before he moved. It's kind of funny, the reason he left here and went to San Francisco is because he said he couldn't deal with the Klan the way they couldn't deal with the fact that he loved black folks as well as white in his church. And he couldn't stand the news, local newspaper and everything. And he wanted to go where everybody was accepted in San Francisco. He kind of failed to mention that little tax thing, but other than that. But yeah, I'm a few blocks away from his original church down here.
Okay.
But I wanted to hit on something else here. I was
sure.
Talking about Republicans pretending to be loving folks. There's no conservative. There's so many people hiding behind the tag of conservatism. If you voted for someone to have to wear a seatbelt, you're not conservative. If you vote for some rich man that owns a professional sports team, and you're going to take taxpayers' money to build him an arena, and then make you feel guilty if you're not willing to spend your tax dollars on him, you're not a conservative. You're not supposed to save me from me. That's not your job as a government. You know,
well, I don't know what conservative even means. I mean, you clearly have a definition to your mind, but I think everybody has their own version of it.
They say conservatives is someone the left government. All I know is that's all up in my business. Why are you going to give me a ticket or charge me for not wearing a seatbelt to save myself?
No, I mean, those are definitely not liberty-oriented positions, but, I mean, classically, conservatives will speak out of one side of their mouth and then do another, right? So, like, they'll say they're for smaller government, but they'll always support larger military spending.
And they always find justifications.
They're the original Sesame Street. They love full of Muppets, like they're the original Sesame Street gang. But, I would like to say one other thing about this.
Stand by. You got one more thing you can hang on. Aaron will bring you back. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time, perhaps, for you and your call if you make it right now. 1-855-450-3733. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in right now at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, join us online at freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
And you can join us on the website, freetalklive.com, where you get a lot of features and we give them to you free. If you like the show, you can get yourself some tools with which you can promote Free Talk Live. Bumper sticker, you can get a free one by going to promote.freetalklive.com. I believe you have one on your car, Daryl, or is it lrn.fm?
I have an lrn.fm in the back window. I had temporarily run out of bumper space.
You are one of those folks with maximum bumper sticker.
40-some-odd, close to 50 bumper stickers on the car.
I always find that interesting because it gives you something to read when you're sitting at a stoplight. And so you can get your own bumper sticker, go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can also get downloadables like web graphics you can add to your website or blog. You can also get high-res graphics you can use to, I don't know, make T-shirts and stuff from. You can do all kinds of things. We've got printable flyers and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And something else you want to consider doing is getting some food that you can store away, freeze-dried storable food that's going to last 25 years. It's the Legacy Premium brand, and it's available through buyemergencyfoods.com. These things are great thus far. I've tried one of them, and I'm going to be trying more, but I don't have them here. I'm waiting for Mark to get back. He's been hoarding them. He's going to bring them back, and I'm looking forward to relaying to you my experience with more of the food. But that what I've had so far, I was actually really pleased with. And you can go and learn more about their products at buyemergencyfoods.com. No artificial flavors, zero MSG, 100% certified GMO-free. It's a quality product, and they're the only ones that put oxygen absorbers in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And, of course, different levels of purchase are available. You can go and get a pallet full of food, or you can get one tote full, and whatever your budget is, they've got something that's going to match up to you. So go to buyemergencyfoods.com. You'll find they've got some great information there that compares them to the rest of the industry, and it'll show you that not only is their food quality, but you also get it at a better price than the competitors out there, which is ideal. So, and you can get an even better price by using FTL as your coupon code when you check out. So save 5% more at buyemergencyfoods.com. Use coupon code FTL and you'll save an extra 5%. Buyemergencyfoods.com. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Aaron listening in Indy to WXNT. Aaron, you said you had something else you wanted to cover tonight, so go ahead. Aaron, in Indy.
His so-called statement today was just as effective as that one that Tiger Woods gave the first time after he came back, his apology. I mean, if this is, I believe in having a gun in your home to protect your house. I really do. But to say that you need a shotgun in every school is ignorant. It doesn't make no sense. And I think it comes down to no one has all the answers, and I claim to have them either. But one thing I think that will help a lot of these people in these small towns, which is kind of ironic, it just sickens me to no end whenever I hear someone in the news or someone in these little towns after these horrific incidents. Well, this isn't supposed to happen here. Somebody please tell me where this is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to happen in my neighborhood, and to see how these news stations flock right over it happening, right where they are planted at. They're planted right in these inner cities. They will drive millions of miles, or fly millions of miles, spend millions of dollars to go through a story for their own self-interest in Connecticut and bypass all kind of the same murders and everything on them here. Stop saying that it's not supposed to happen here, because when you do that, you're saying it's safe enough for a criminal to come there and do it. It's usually someone they know. You can't escape crime. Crime is wherever people are. We're all flawed.
It's
and
true.
The way we're going, since nobody wants to agree on getting something done instead of saying I'm right and you're wrong, we're going to end up just like that movie Escape from New York.
I love that movie.
I mean, that's where it's headed to. You want to do something to do?
Call me Snake. Have you seen that, Daryl?
No.
Hold on, Aaron. Daryl's never seen Escape from New York. How would you give him? Can you give him a summary of what the movie is about?
Total human a breakdown in human nature and destruction. Let me put it this way: the movie is so depressing. Yeah, I think you were in a land of death by living. You were better off dead than living in the city of New York. They turned the whole state of New York into a prison.
Not quite. It was Manhattan. They turned Manhattan into a prison.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's a John Carpenter movie from, I think, 1980 or 1981. I believe he did it after The Thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm vaguely familiar with the movie. I've just never seen it. I'm not one of these big movie-watching guys.
I don't know if I'm a big movie-watching guy, but I've certainly seen a few of them, and this is a great film. It's John Carpenter is a libertarian, by the way, as well as Kurt Russell. There are a couple of...
did not know that.
Yeah, there are a couple of commentary tracks on some of their movies where they actually talk about being libertarians in Hollywood, and it's pretty interesting because, you know, they're two people who've worked together on a number of films, and so they obviously have a real good working relationship. Anyway, Kurt Russell plays Snake Plissken, who is this old war hero, kind of turned bad guy, basically, and he is recruited, so to speak, to do some work. The president, his plane has, I guess, been hijacked or something like that, and they've got, like, this escape pod. The escape pod falls into Manhattan, and at this time in America, Manhattan has been turned into a prison colony. It's been walled off. Basically, it's an island, and,
right.
There's been, walls built and guard towers and helicopters flying around, and so essentially they just dump all of the criminal element into Manhattan and let them live, basically, in Manhattan. And so Snake's job is, and he's kind of up against the clock, they do something to him that makes it so he pretty much has to do what they want him to. He's basically an anti-hero, which is why his character's so much fun. He's
okay.
not a likable character. He's likable in that he's Kurt Russell and Snake Plissken, but he's not a good guy necessarily. He's just the guy they chose to do this mission and basically forced him into it. And so he enters into Manhattan with the mission of rescuing the president from whichever gangsters have basically held him captive. And all along the way, you meet a group of interesting, colorful characters. And it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie that they actually redid in the mid-1990s. They redid it as Escape from Los Angeles, where it's the exact same concept.
Okay, just different city.
Yeah, just redone. And the cast is fun. Like in Escape from New York, it's got Harry Dean Stanton in it. And Isaac Hayes is in that, the chef from South Park. And it's a fun movie. Highly recommend you check that one out. Anyway, 855-450-FREE.
Why are you giving out the number?
SACL CAI toll free line. It's a good habit. Let's see if we can get any more of it. Maybe the number five.
I can run through five through two and then give a little bit more on one.
These are the top 10 doomsday prophecies.
Yes. Number five, the Large Hadron Collider, which is over in Switzerland. The claim was that by spinning the molecules and colliding them into one another so fast, it would create a black hole that would then collapse the Earth.
Yep.
Number four, Shoko Asahara, who was a Japanese man, or is a Japanese man, who basically attempted to create his own apocalypse by doing some mass murder with some gas.
Yikes.
And since he's been in prison in 2004, there have been other crimes that have been linked to him. So the Japanese government has not assassinated him yet, just because they want to keep him alive as long as these other things are going to prove that it was him.
Okay.
Number three, Heaven's Gate, which was the suicide cult from...
They were going to hitch a ride on a comet,
just north of San Diego. Yeah, the Hellbop comet.
It was supposedly an alien ship in the tail of the comet.
Yes. And before these guys actually killed themselves, two of them attempted to return a telescope because they couldn't see the spaceship. Number two is Y2K.
Yeah, that was huge. We all know that one.
And number one, this is the primary reason I said that you can't say that these are failed apocalyptic doomsday prophecies. The sun becomes a red giant in approximately 6 billion years.
That's a doomsday prophecy?
Yes.
Doesn't a doomsday prophecy have to affect your current life?
Not necessarily. It just means that the world ends.
All right. Good call, sir. Good article. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.